KTRH News Time is 7:17. I'm glad you're listening.
I asked Mr. Kane directly on numerous occasions, were there anything to any of these allegations? And he looked me square in the eye and said, no.
No. Joining me right now is Ruth Ann Daniels. She's from Looper, Reed, and McGraw. And Ruth Ann, I want to thank you so much for taking the time and joining us here on Houston's Morning News.
You're very welcome.
And you are an expert in employment law. Is that correct?
I am.
All right, Ruth Ann. So how difficult is it for a man or a woman to defend themselves against someone who has accused them of sexual harassment? Where is the line?
Well, I think there is no hard and fast line because each situation depends upon, you know, the pervasiveness of the conduct, the circumstances surrounding the accuser, and, you know, what motivations there may be at the time that they make the accusations. And so each situation is uniquely different based upon the nature of the conduct that's being complained about. And you know, there is the reason there's no hard and fast line is because not every inappropriate comment is sexual harassment or rises to the level of sexual harassment.
Now, Ruth Ann, you work for a very prominent law firm here in Houston, but I would still assume that there is an occasion when you laugh and somebody might say something that might be perceived as inappropriate. And correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe that doesn't happen. It happens here in my business a lot. So, I mean, I never know from one day to the next if what I say is going to be okay or if what I say maybe on that particular day is not okay.
Well, and it happens to all of us because we're human. And if any of us were put under a microscope, none of us would want everything that we've done or said or even thought, of course, to be, you know, to be looked at closely. But I believe that the law protects those of us who might be accused of sexual harassment. The law protects us because it requires a hostile work environment to be created. And that's the key. I mean, a single incident, a single comment, an inappropriate joke, that's going to happen because we are just people and we are human.
Mm-hmm.
But what the law says is that it cannot rise to the level of making a reasonable person, and again, we have to treat people as, you know, reasonable, judged against everyone else, that it can't make a reasonable person believe that their environment is hostile so that they can't perform their work and function in a normal working environment. And so that requires something more than you just making an offhand comment.
Ruth Ann Daniels joins us. She's from Looper, Reed, and McGraw. Ruth Ann, if you'd be kind enough to hang on, I want to ask what someone should do if they find themselves in a situation where they have been accused.
Now, back to Matt Patrick and your morning news.
KTRH News Time is 7:23. We're talking with Ruth Ann Daniels. She is a partner at Looper, Reed, and McGraw. She's an expert in employment law. Ruth Ann, thank you for your time this morning.
Sure.
I've been accused. This is hypothetical. I've been accused of sexual harassment at the workplace here at KTRH. They don't stand for that kind of stuff. But I believe I have done nothing wrong. What should I do?
Well, I would suggest that you hopefully can rely upon the processes that your station has in place to conduct a full and fair and thorough investigation into, you know, what exactly occurred. And as the accused, you know, not only should you be allowed to provide your, you should be told what the accusations are specifically so that you can help the investigator put those in context.
Can they fire me? I mean, can they tell me that I can't come in the building?
No. Now we've had situations, depending on, you know, the level of the conduct that the party's been accused of, where we've asked the person, after we fully investigated, you know, you ask the person to maybe take a couple of days off or take a leave of absence so that they don't, or they're not involved or interfering in the company's ability to get to the bottom of the truth. But then there's certainly no basis for a termination for that kind of accusation until there's a complete investigation. And that's where the HR function of a company becomes, you know, very important. And oftentimes you retain outside investigators who are, you know, supposedly unbiased and professionals and doing that kind of thing to come in and do a complete investigation.
Ruth Ann, if this ever happens to me, you will be the first phone call I make. I just want you to know.
That's great.
All right.
That's great. Love to help you.
And I thank you. Well, I'm just, if it ever happens, and God forbid. But I want to thank you for your expertise. We certainly do appreciate it. Ruth Ann Daniels, who's a partner with Looper, Reed & McGraw, and the person you want to call if you find yourself in the situation Herman Cain does. Thank you, Ruth Ann.
You're welcome.